There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green.
Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh. Hello and welcome to the Ka-Ching with Jane King podcast. And we are back after a short hiatus. We had a really busy start to the new year. I won't go into all the details, but we have an amazing guest with us today. First of all, though, today's podcast brought to you by Wasabi Rabbit. It is a veteran-owned digital marketing agency that provides brand, campaign, and user experience transformations that accelerate business growth. And with me today is Gail Riem, who has one of the coolest ideas in kids' business startups. Just overall financial literacy includes a money camp and all kinds of cool stuff. Gail runs Moolah U in Texas. And Gail, this is a thing I wish I would have had when I was a kid. So Gail, can you give me an overview of Moolah U?
Yes, of course. And thank you. Everybody wishes they had this when they were a kid. I wished I had had it. And that's kind of how it got invented. My daughter then, about 8 or 9 years old, was asking me about money. And I really didn't know how to explain it. It's a pretty complex concept. I mean, there's always the mechanics of money, like balancing a checkbook and making change, but the value proposition and the real understanding of how money actually works and how it can be a tool for you to build assets and to create financial stability, that wasn't available as a conversation. And I just learned with her, and we began exploring concepts about money and realized that, you know, business was a great way to learn about money. So in her little after-school club that I designed, we started exploring different ways that money gets traded and used, and businesses kept popping up. And so the kids in that program decided they wanted to do a camp where they did a whole week and did a business project. And so, you know, as any good entrepreneur, I figured, well, there's a need, and I'll invent it. I'll invent the product. So that started almost 15 years ago, and we've got a week-long business camp now that's probably the jewel in our crown in terms of huge experiential learning for young people.
Well, I think that's just awesome. I have so many questions. So what kind of businesses did the kids start?
Well, anything they want. The way that the program is structured is that the kids come in and we give them some basic, here's how businesses work. We do some very simple business modeling, you know, like here's what marketing is, here's what finance does and operations or production. And then we give them materials that we've purchased at a craft store. They're all cost accounted, like duct tape is, you know, X number of cents per inch. Everything is cost accounted in there. It's all in bags. And they start playing around and making whatever products they can with the materials they have with the idea of creating a prototype. So on Monday, they've actually, by the end of the day, they've come up with some products that they think they could actually sell at whatever location we're at. Part of the team's been outside interviewing customers to see if, you know, would you buy a duct tape wallet and would you pay $5 and whatever it is that they're considering, right? And it's everything from gift bags to bath bombs to those little rubber band bracelets were really hot for a while and anything they can make in a really short amount of time. And here's the real trick to it all is it doesn't matter what their business project is during this week. What they're learning is all of the concepts that go into using money to make more money. So today they're going to actually, they finish their prototyping and their market research and all their cost analysis. And at 1:30, the Barracuda tank, we bring in local business people who create a Shark Tank environment, and the kids present their business proposition and ask for a loan. And so by now they've really understood all the concepts of how to determine if something can be profitable or not.
So you really give them a lot of guidance. There's everything from budgets to kind of investor presentations to marketing research. And I mean, that's a real business.
It's a real business. And one of the methodology points is that we don't do a lot of teaching. This is actually really a sort of automatic understanding that kids get when we start exploring it and when we really look at what we're doing with our money. I mean, most of us shop kind of mindlessly. I mean, we may shop to see a better price on this or that, but we don't consciously really consider all of the value of where our money's going and what else we might be able to do with that money. And so they're looking at the whole thing inside of a context that's kind of natural for them. You know, it's just inquiry. So rather than teach them and tell them how to do all this, we kind of let them play around with it and give them parameters and paradigms for them to explore whether this is a good value proposition or not. And they make those choices themselves.
Do the kids need their own money when they come to camp to start their business, to buy whatever products that they need to begin?
Nope. That's why they get a loan. And they're not allowed to actually bring anything from home. We want them to kind of start from scratch. It's all the campers in one session of camp make one project together. So they're learning teamwork, leadership. How do you include everybody? Because they're going to split the profits. So they're really learning, like, nobody wins unless everyone wins. So they're getting this huge experience of what it is to build something and use a team. And so that's a really rich part of it, because we never do anything in life alone. We're always using, you know, teams and building alliances. And so it's real important for them to do that. And so when they do finally pitch their product to the Barracuda Tank, we call it, the Barracudas actually loan the money. And so our company loans up to $50. Then we buy their supplies on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, they start making and selling their product. And they have to pay their loan back. If they don't pay it back on the first day, they have to pay interest. So they're learning all these amazing financial concepts without being taught anything. It's all just through the experience of it.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to learn, by doing it.
Best way to learn. Yeah. And it's pretty difficult to create that environment in school. And that's one of the challenges we have is school is very knowledge-based, very siloed learning, content-based, and it doesn't allow for kids to integrate that information into something real life. And as we know, the human brain is going to take in what it can and it needs to be able to use that information for what it needs. And it knows it needs to put it out on a test. So as soon as the test is over, the information's gone and never gets integrated with anything else.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about the lack of financial literacy in school and how we think it should be taught.
I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon.
So we have to have things like Moolah U to teach kids the real applicable lessons about business and handling money in life.
Yeah.
What ages are the campers?
The ages, we start at 7. Yep, we start at 7 years old. And it's one whole group of kids from 7 to 15 usually in one room doing one project together. It's kind of like the old, you know, one room schoolroom where the older ones, you know, maybe they have a deeper understanding of something. But in reality, very few of them have ever done anything like this. So they're all kind of learning together at whatever level of understanding they can adapt to. And the really interesting thing that I love about it is the younger kids are really cute and they're really good at selling. And so when it comes time to put people out front at the sales table, the team goes, you know, Johnny's really charismatic and everyone will say yes to him. So we'll put him on the sales table. And they learn to, like, well, you're older, so you should stay in here and manage the production team. They do that themselves. We don't assign any of that. They manage their experience pretty much themselves. And we let them fail a lot, which is another thing that isn't really allowed in school. They have to get it right. They have to pass the test. And so here we're like celebrating the breakdowns. We have a chart on the wall and they write them down and we stop and learn from the breakdowns. That's how learning really happens.
Yeah.
Like I always consider like riding a bike. You know, you can watch videos, you can hear people tell you how to do it, and then you're going to get on the bike and you're going to fall. And then all of a sudden you understand what balance is. well, you actually understand what balance isn't.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's,
I mean, I think anybody, even an MBA student would tell you, you can only learn so much in school, and you just have to go out and just deal with it, deal with emails that don't get returned and, you know, changes in management and all those things that come up. But now you're only in Texas, right? So somebody's in, I'm in New York, somebody's got a child in New York and is interested in this. Is there any way they can take advantage of MULAU?
We are working on scaling this project. It's it's kind of robust, and it is a relatively complicated and not a lot of environments. It can only work in certain environments, and so that's been a challenge for us. So instead of trying to scale that right now, we've also got parent online courses under the company name YourKidsAndMoney.com, and there are really great programs there where parents can actually begin to understand for themselves what kids need in certain aspects around beginning to handle money. Probably the most important thing parents can do is to actually start transferring financial responsibility to their kids. You know, once a child has got some money and they figure out how to spend it, they're either going to, you know, overspend or save it or whatever, but it's their experience of it. And we protect them from that so that they don't have to worry about it. I mean, I hear that from parents a lot. I know my child has to just focus on getting good grades. And then later they don't know how to manage that. And that's like the number one reason kids drop out of college is funding problems. And, you know, they really don't have the skills to manage their own lives. So beyond understanding money and how money works, we really want to have kids learn how to be responsible with all kinds of choices. And money is a great teacher of all of that.
Oh, totally.
A real holistic approach. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know my kids, if it's my money versus their money, they make their decisions a lot differently with their own money. Amazing the transformation that take place. And you do some other things too.
What they're learning.
They are. No, they're definitely.
Amazing learning experience for them, right.
Now, so MULAU, we've talked a lot about the camp, but you have some other programs as well.
Right. We have the Your Kids and Money online parenting courses, which are available online. And we also have a program. We want to reach more students, and not all kids are going to come to camp, and we're not sure how fast we're going to get this camp into other cities. So we've started playing around with going into the schools so we have a more captive audience. We can't do big project-based learning projects in school because there's just not the, you know, time frames and requirements around other things they have to learn. But we started taking businesses into schools and presenting challenges to the teenagers and having them solve problems for these business owners. So it's like teens get to be consultants for the business owners and bring up new ideas about how they can market and how they can alter their products to meet more people's needs. And it's called a Teen Innovation Challenge. And that is going to be available throughout the country by next fall, completely ready to go. And it'll be businesses bringing it into the schools. So it takes all the burden off the school. It takes all the expense off the school because businesses are paying for that. And that's going to be real exciting. We've been piloting that here in Austin for the last 6 months, have had major success with it. It's now being made available at the YMCA and at a local university through their MBA program. And so we're really looking at how we can bring this to more people without working within a system, a school system, that doesn't really have a lot of room to do, like I said, project-based learning.
Right. Well, and I can see a lot of businesses really getting some value out of that, especially if you're in an industry that wants to stay on the cutting edge of things. I mean, who better to talk to than teenagers? I mean, they know all the latest technology and all the cool trends. And I mean, that could be really beneficial for the business as well.
That's what we're finding out. And we were trying it and thought we were going to have to really work hard to get businesses to come and participate. And now we have a waiting list. And so we're trying to find schools to match them up with. And the nice part about this project is they get to pretty much go to any school they want, as long as we can find the time in the school's schedule between all their testing and everything else they have to do. But the businesses are in love with it. One example is there's a woman who has a thing called the bag belt, and it's a big piece of elastic with a clip on it that you put around your car seat to hold your purchases or whatever's in the passenger seat from flopping off the seat, right?
Uh-huh.
And she pitched she wanted to differentiate her project, her product, because she's on QVC. And so she pitched it to some teams, and they came up with all these amazing solutions for, you know, making a carabiner on the back so kids had something to play with, or a pocket for your phone, or all these different ideas. And she's integrated them into her product, and that's actually now what she's selling.
Wow, that's awesome.
Kids are really smart. We've got to stop trying to teach them what we think they need to know and let them actually learn what they're interested in.
Absolutely. So, well, I'll tell you what, if you want to expand to New York, I will help you do it here, because I think it's a great program. And I know a lot of parents that I think would love to have this for their kids. So what's the website? Where can somebody go to find out more about Moolah U?
It's moolahu.com, and that's spelled moolahu.com. And there's plenty of information. There's a place to sign up. And if you do want to bring the program to your city, we would be happy to do it and find someone in town there that would be a partner for us to host those programs out there. We will have 35 sessions of camp here this summer. And it's not that hard to get that many going. It just takes a concerted effort from one person who really wants to see it in their city.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Gail Riem, founder of Moolah U. And thank you for all you're doing for kids and learning about financial literacy. It's so important, and appreciate all the effort. I know it must take a lot of time and energy on your part, so I really appreciate that.
It's the most fun thing I've ever done with my life, and I'm really proud to be doing it. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share. And I hope it's helped your listeners get a little more interested in bringing entrepreneurship to young people.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gail. And today's podcast is brought to you by Wasabi Rabbit, a veteran-owned digital marketing agency. It provides brand, campaign, and user digital experience transformations that accelerate business growth. And you can reach us on all the socials at Kids Ka-Ching. Until next time.